This is the SML Podcast.
You son of a bitch!
Brolos before yellows.
Yeah, so I...
Hold on. SML Phonecast, go.
What's up? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe, and this is the SML Phonecast, phoning it in since 1993.
Good year.
Did we even have phones in 93?
Yeah, the ones that you put on the wall.
You're a wall.
Sometimes. Continue.
So yeah, I was telling a story, and they're like, record. I'm like, but it's not video games. You're like, so? I'm like, oh, and I get yelled at this all the time.
Yelled
about this.
YOLO swag.
I'm doing work. I get some work done. And I'm thinking about the weekend, and I'm like, I kind of want to look good this weekend. Because I'm going to Otakon, and I usually try to look good.
Brodakon.
Hot tub drunk machine this year.
YOLOTAKON.
Hot tub drunk machine.
And we, I really need a fucking haircut. And normally I have to like...
Tim needs a haircut?
I'm like, I need to book my haircut at this place.
It's that
like
time of the week already.
He books them like a month in advance.
Yeah, I usually have to book them a month in advance. So, like, I get some work done, I go outside, I pull my phone out, and I call the salon.
Yeah, it's not a barber shop.
It's a fucking salon.
I go to a barber shop, he goes to a salon.
He's so pretty.
I call, and I'm like, hi, I get my hair cut by Gavin. I'm like, no, there's no chance he could, like, I need an emergency haircut.
Did they laugh at you?
No. They're like, when can you get here?
What? I need an emergency haircut.
We understand.
They're like, can you get here at 4 o'clock? I'm like, I'll fucking be there. And I was there, and I got my haircut. And
they're like, please hold. We've got a code red. We've got a code.
But yeah, that's video games.
Yeah, because you know, Haircut Simulator is probably going to come after Surgeon Simulator.
Dude, Surgeon Simulator is so funny.
Did you see the new update that they did for it?
What did they
do? In the back of an ambulance now. So
shut the fuck up. So everything's moving around.
You're mobile. I saw a thing on Reddit where the guy like opens up the back door and the guy takes a ribcage and just throws it out the back and says, you're free.
This is a real game?
Yeah.
Time to go mobile.
What the hell is this?
You haven't seen Surgeon Simulator?
No.
What?
Oh my god.
Bring it up, Tim.
Stop the presses. Surgeon Simulator is a game where you play games.
Surgeon Mama?
Pretty much. Yeah.
But what it is so you have to do different surgeries, like replace the heart. And but you have a hand that you use the mouse to control the hand. And then it's like you can press different buttons to like control like each finger.
Oh god.
And you have to like
think of it this way. So take your keyboard and your mouse. Here's the control scheme if I remember correctly. So you have a hand, just like a hover hand, that kind of goes around like this. Okay.
That's
so your mouse, in directional, you know, up, down, left, right, will move it in position to the screen. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of get that part.
Left click will rotate your wrist left. Right click will rotate your wrist right. Then you have keys on the keyboard for each finger of the hand. So you literally have to make sure that, like, I've seen people try and play that game, and it takes them like 30 minutes just to try and pick up a scalpel, because they're just like, how do I hand?
So it's the quap of
the quap of surgeons.
So it's people put up all these really really funny videos of people doing a really really poor job of playing the game. And because it's very fucking difficult, like it literally takes you like 15 minutes to figure out how to fucking do anything. But now they just put it in the back of an ambulance, so now everything's gonna be fucking like flying around.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen a picture of the guy like throwing it out the back. I don't know if it was like a patch.
Oh, let me see if I can find that then.
Because like I literally it was on Reddit. It was like an animated GIF. But the guy, like, he takes the ribcage and he seriously, like, throws it forward. And it's, like, all the stuff is kind of, like, moving around a little bit. And he literally throws it out and just says, you're free.
Okay, here's a video Rooster Teeth did. Which Joe, of course, won't embed in the video. Or in the link for you.
Well, put the link in the description if you give it to me. I'm not going to hunt it
see
down.
How, see
give
how, it, see how I made baby. Him do that?
Give it to me, baby.
Yes, let's watch a video.
No, I'm just gonna let it load and then skip to a part so I can see what it looks like while I eat this fucking candy bar thing.
Crinklecast, it picks that stuff up so bad.
Oh, I love it.
It does.
Are you ready for Crinklecast, ladies and gentlemen?
Crinklecast.
So, well, you know what? Let's finish this.
Let's finish the talk on Surgeon Simulator. There it is.
You're punching it.
Oh, he's got the laser.
This guy just got hit in the fucking face right through his goddamn windshield. Oh, something hit the off button.
We lost power.
Somebody hit the off button.
How do we turn it on?
Turn on.
Turn on.
Where'd he go? Grab it again.
Grab his head.
Where's the laser? Where's the laser?
That's fantastic.
The laser cuts through anything, and if you turn it on, it stays on. And you have to go and like slap an emergency off button.
This guy's gonna be really confused.
Yeah, I love that it's in the back of a fucking moving car now.
Yeah, yeah. What? Look up videos for that, ladies and gentlemen of our viewership.
Yeah,
lady and gentlemen,
lady and neckbeard. Lady could have neckbeard.
Maybe you never know.
It's not exclusive.
Yeah, it's a privilege, not a right.
Oh God.
So you did a review of
Rise of the Triad.
How'd that go?
Oh man, that game is the one thing that I could say more than anything about that fucking game is it is so goddamn fast.
Yeah, the video I watched for it, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, is this game fast? Like, Quake's got nothing on it.
So it's not the Counter-Strike of our generation.
No, this game, it's fun. It's very fun. It kind of had like this, I had this little bit of a Duke Nukem, like the Duke Nukem Forever-esque type of thing.
Hold on, this is
but not bad, like, because Duke Nukem Forever, like, I mean, I enjoyed it, it's a Duke game, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it could have been a lot better, however, overall, the Duke game wasn't that good.
The Duke game sucked.
Yeah, this, however... I had a lot of fun with, and it's going to take me a long time to fucking beat, because, like, there's, like, some of the boss battles are really fucking ridiculous, even just some of the levels, like, you know, doing the whole jump pad, like, there's one section
jump
where
pads?
There's, like...
Do you use the jump pads to get the biolabs?
The jump pads? Fucking jump pads. Like, I spent a good half an hour to 45 minutes on one level, just one checkpoint, to get a key. What? And that's the thing where it's like, you know, there are parts in the game that are extremely skill intensive. Like, it doesn't matter how bad you scale back the difficulty, I mean, I was playing it on normal and I was gonna fucking kill myself. And there's two difficulties above that.
God damn.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, like...
Wait, what'd you score it?
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
That's generous.
I actually was gonna... I was teetering between a 7 and an 8. I was thinking more of a 7.5, but we don't do a point anything system, so I just went with a 7.
Gave it a dick out of 10.
I gave it a 7. Mainly just because the multiplayer is... God damn, it's chaotic.
Yeah. It looked like in that video.
But it's mainly just because it's mainly just because it's so goddamn fast. Honestly, I'm gonna play it more so for the single player. Because the multiplayer, like,
you're like the only person.
Oh my God, dude. Like, it's incredibly fast. But you'll have fun with the single player. I had a lot of fun with it. There's, you know, obviously it's kind of like the original. I don't know if you've played the original before.
I hadn't heard of it until PAX when you're like, Rise of the Triad.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, see, I played the original, and there's a lot of tie-ins to the original. Like, they kept a lot of the humor from the first one. I mean, there's a lot of throwbacks for the people that have played the first one.
I have a psycho cat attacking my leg.
for people that haven't played the first one, you might not get some of the references, but you'll get some of the other ones. Like, so, like, it depends. The people that have played the first one are going to rate it how I did. The people that might not have played the first one might rate it more like a 4 or yeah. 5.
So, when I tried to interrupt you earlier, mm-hmm. because update from Mr. A Rival. Now, you know how your phones send out Amber Alerts?
Right.
Your phone will just randomly... Apparently, there's one going on in Seattle. To all my peeps complaining about the Amber Alert, please excuse the slight inconvenience of a rumbling phone as the rest of us try our best to find a cold-blooded child murderer. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Doing their best. Doing their best.
So, next game I'm reviewing is... what is it? Worms... Cult Wars or something like that.
There's a new Worms game?
Yeah. He emailed that out, and I was like, shut the fuck up, give me it. I'm like, I can't review it till next week, but since it's a multiplayer game, and I'm going to be living in Bloom next week, guess what we should do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing that.
We'll get the group together to play it. The single player is hysterical so far, and the graphics are like old school 2D. It's not trying to do anything weird.
Thank God.
But it's rendered in 3D. So there's, like, water physics and stuff. There'll be, like, pools of water on the level, and you can, like, blow it open, and it'll pour out and, like, drown people.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, there's traps and levers and stuff like that. There's, like, mechanical stuff going on.
And this is Steam and...
It's on Steam.
XBLA, or...
I don't know if it's on XBLA. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's, yeah, Worms Clan Wars. And you can build... You can make your own hats.
I'm sold. I'm fucking sold.
You can make your own hats, and then you make a guild, and you go online and fight, and it's all it's very competitive.
Can we make?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's actually
out. Find out, because I want the fuck out of that.
Yeah, because I got the press one to review it, and I'm like, ooh. So I played a little bit of it last night, and I was like, this is fun. The story is
ridiculous. I love the Worms franchise.
Oh, yeah, I've played Worms, like, 2 was my first one.
Armageddon?
No, was that the subtitle? Or just, no, just Worms 2.
Worms 2 Armageddon, I played... I can't even tell you how many times I've fucking played that, because it was around the same time, like, I had a PC, and I was really into gaming. My brother had a PC, and he was really into gaming. My best friend at the same time, and we all lived, like, a block away from each other. So we all got together, got all our computers together, and went LAN every day. So it was constantly just a lot of Worms, a lot of Diablo, and a lot of Counter-Strike.
A lot of Worms.
A lot of Doritos, a lot of Dr. Pepper.
Worms and Doritos.
Have you played Worms yet?
Not any of the newer ones. Like, the newest ones I've played have been the ones on Xbox Live.
There was one, what was it?
I kind of dropped out of it when they started taking it in a weird direction.
Yeah, when they hit 3D, that's when I bow out.
There was one that really wasn't that bad.
No, they've been putting out a lot of them, too.
Yeah. I'm just checking. Don't mind me. I'm just...
Have we really only been recording for 12 minutes?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Wow.
I just want to make sure that I'm going to have space. Space. I'm in space.
I'm in space.
We should. I don't know. I don't have really anything on that phone, and it's supposed to be like 16 gigs or something like that, so we should be good.
16 gigabytes.
So my next review assignment, if it ever shows up, because as of today, it still hasn't shown up.
Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Saints Row 4.
Oh, really? You're doing that?
Yep.
I thought Kyle like got that ages ago, and he was reviewing it or something.
No. I think he was going to review it, but because he's in, Georgia for the summer... He only brought his PlayStation.
What a fool!
PlayStation. Yeah, he gave me Rise of the Triad because I told him, like, I actually asked him out of the blue. I was like, hey, you know, if you give me a copy of the Rise of the Triad, I'll fucking review it. And he's like, actually, I have a review copy of it. And he sent it to me, and I played it for 3 days, and I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, Kyle just reviewed Dragon's Crown. That's what he's been working.
What is that? I've been seeing that he's been playing
cool,
the shit out of it.
Side scroller beat 'em up game.
For PS3 and Vita.
It looks awesome.
And it's from VanillaWare, so... It looks fucking amazing.
It's from VanillaWare.
Yeah, that's a pretty big fucking game you're doing, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I hope it shows up soon.
When does it... Because it comes out.
You'll probably get it, like, a week before the game comes out.
Well, there's people who got it last week, and, like, Jim Sterling of Destructoid is done with his review.
Like, the whole game?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So that's, you know, Kyle said that apparently Deep Silver got over 800 requests for the game. So there are a lot of review copies going out or being sent out, and I'm hoping mine shows up because I can't wait to dive into it.
Yeah, no, it looks...
I know it's embargoed right now, but Jim Sterling was like, it's worth it.
Oh, I imagine, yeah.
Like, for everything I'm reading is that THQ was the main reason that Saints Row 3 wasn't as good as it could have been.
Ooh.
And apparently Saints Row 4 is a love letter to the fans of the series.
Wow.
What?
That's kind of crazy.
Ooh, I'm excited now because I love the fuck out of the third. Like, I thought I mean, it was short.
Because huge, too, apparently.
Really? Because I beat the entire game in, what, 2 days? I mean, I...
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. You got it, and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think I called you about it, and you're like, no, I'm done. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was like, how's Saints Row? And I'm like, oh, I'm done. He's like,
yeah, and
what?
It was like seriously like 2 days after.
Yeah, that was a short game.
Yeah, and I'm talking like I had 100%.
Wow.
Like I had all the collected cars. I did all the Hitman. I
never really messed with those.
I got everything. Everything fucking done.
What the fuck else?
I think a lot of people.
Fingers crossed, it shows up.
When it comes to Saints Row, I think a lot of people are just going to kind of hype the shit out of this one. Or at least they're a lot more excited about this one because it's the game that will hold them over until Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I see a lot of people shitting on this one because
it looks like
they think it was just rushed out, and this is pretty much the Enter the Dominatrix DLC on disc.
Well, that's what it started as, and then they're like, well, we'll just expand upon it and make it a full-fledged
game. Oh, no, they said that they were going to take some of the ideas, and just build a new game around it. So it's apparently a lot longer than three. I'm just very
If it's longer than three at all, then I'm not going to feel as guilty about getting it.
It's an established franchise now. There's nothing anybody's got to worry about. It's a good established franchise.
I'm just super excited that
it is one of the few things to survive from THQ.
Just cut Joe off. Just keep cutting him off. Just keep doing it.
Fuck you. You do it all the time.
I know.
Yeah, keep sniffing. I just farted.
I was going to say something, but I don't think I have the heart to say it. Jesus Christ.
You're welcome.
Shields up, red alert. Red alert.
Yeah. That's their...
Oh my God. I was really excited when I got my pre-order in.
Vegan farts.
No, I was really excited that I did get my pre-order in for the Game of the Generation edition. Of Saints Row 4.
That thing looks fucking nuts.
A glowing, rotating purple case? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. So my new project.
Yes.
I'm going to start making reproduction cartridges.
Yes.
What?
Of NES and Super NES games.
What do you mean?
I'm going to take old cartridges.
Uh-huh.
Strip the label. Pull out the MOBO.
Yep. Reprogram it.
Pull the chips. Put them in the thing to wipe the chips. Resolder it back on. Dump the... Actually, I can get another cartridge, so like it's complicated. But basically, I can dump ROMs onto it.
Uh-huh.
A guy on eBay just sold a version of Earthbound on an NES cartridge. Because it was originally an NES game that they redid for the Super NES.
Two completely separate games, but... Yeah.
What do you mean?
Earthbound Zero or just Mother 1 is a completely separate game.
I thought that
Mother 2.
I thought Mother 2 was originally being made on the NES and then they ported it over.
Nope, two completely separate games.
Oh, okay, then I'm mistaken. Anyway, he made Earthbound Zero with the fan translation that there's ROMs up all over the internet that you can get. And
That's not even a fan translation. Mother Earthbound Zero was fully translated and ready to ship in America, and Nintendo scrapped it because of the Super Nintendo coming out.
Look at me getting schooled tonight.
Yep.
Look at me.
I got the infos.
Somebody took that ROM, dumped it on a cartridge, made a label for it, so that you can have an NES copy of Earthbound Zero translated in English, sold for $122 on eBay the other day. Cartridge only. No box made for it. You can get really nice boxes called bit boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And get labels printed for them and stuff, which is really nice. So,
once
I get the materials to do this, first off, is going to probably be like $100. And then after that, my cost per cartridge is going to be like $10-15 maybe. Get a cartridge, do the work, and print the label.
Yeah.
Print a new label on it. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna be making reproduction cartridges all fucking day and sell them on eBay. Cats, what are you doing?
Just make sure to find the right game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm gonna do Earthbound Zero. I'll do fucking normal Earthbound. You know what I mean?
Earthbound 2012.
And I will clearly say these are reproduction cartridges, you know? Just because, like, I'm one of those guys that I really want to play Earthbound. I don't want to play a ROM on my computer. I want to play it on a cartridge with a controller.
See, I wouldn't do, like, actual Earthbound, because now that it's been re-released,
yeah,
I think that is attention. A huge legal gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, that's ones, Super Nintendo.
Yeah, ones that haven't come to America.
Yeah.
I will definitely do Mother 3.
Dokapon.
Oh my God, so many Dokapon games.
Yeah. Dokapon. All the kingdoms of Dokapon. Actually.
Oh my God.
I wonder if there's translations.
You're a translation. Did you know that?
Sometimes. Actually.
But yeah, I want to do that with a few games and make a few bucks off of it and have them for myself to play too, of course. Yeah. Of course. And some other games that I can't get my hands on easily, like Snow Brothers. It's one of my favorite fucking NES games.
Oh, the one that you had me play on that freaking disc of all those fucking...
It was really weird.
Yeah, that game was so fucking weird.
I love that game.
That has to be one of those games where it's just like, you know...
You're two snowmen. And it's almost like a Bubble Bobble level, where it's like, you know, platforms.
Yeah.
But in Bubble Bobble, you're going from top to bottom, I think.
Yeah.
And this, you're going from bottom up. What is there's platforms and there's monsters, and you have to throw snow at them, and they get balled up in the snow, and then you kick the snowball, and then it rolls around the level and explodes, and they die. But you have to get up to the top of the level and fight a boss. The last boss of that game is a giant brain with, like, teeth. It's really fucking weird. Considering how, like, cutesy the rest of the game is, it's like...
And it's like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, I just remember getting that boss and be like, I don't know what's going on.
Basically shitting your pants.
I don't do drugs, but I should do drugs.
Maybe.
There are some fucked up NES games.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, there definitely are. Play the Top Gun game.
So you guys been playing anything new, or, well, Rise of the Triad for you?
Rise of the Triad. I also have been playing, new to me, was Castle Crashers, which I got for the Steam sale. And then also I haven't been able to boot it up because I just finished the download today, but Kyle hooked me up with a copy of Sega All-Stars Racing or something like that.
Oh, okay, that game's fun as fuck.
I've never had a chance to play it, so I heard it was actually a lot of fun, so...
Yeah. Oh, and he also got his ass schooled at Tiger 13.
Oh, yeah, we had...
Yo, I'm really good at that game, as weird as that is.
That's what he was saying, too. And then I kicked
Dude, the new one's kind of weird.
Well, no, that's what I played.
Oh, you played the newer one?
Yeah, when I was working in Allentown, when Tiger 2013 came out, me and the kid that worked there at the time, all we would do for 6 hours straight, every week, we'd play golf. Tiger. Like, I couldn't do any other sports game other than Tiger, and he could never fucking beat me. I hate golf. All right,
hold on. Because I don't think we ever discussed this.
Was it 13 or 14? I don't remember. It was 13. I hate the years.
Actually, no, it was 14.
Whatever. What?
I knew one. Anyway, I don't know if we mentioned this before, but the first annual SML Open.
I don't know if it's annual, but the first ever SML.
The first ever SML Open. did we talk? I don't remember if
we
talked about
that. No, we never talked about it.
Okay, so the first ever SML Open, technically, was all of us going to mini golf. Joe, you won, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Joe won.
I wrecked your dicks.
Joe won. I came in second?
Second. And then I came in third by one stroke.
I love how I fucked up on the first hole
and got a shitty score. Yeah, we were just calling.
We ignored Joe for the rest
and
of the
game. And you guys were like, oh, looks like it's between me and you for this.
Yeah, and we just got destroyed for the rest of the time.
Whooped your asses.
So then this second SNL Open.
Let's talk about our favorite hole on the first SNL Open. Where you hit the ball... It went like an inch from the hole, and then it rolled 6 feet
and then
back into the water.
So what this course is a straight line with a fork, and the left one is a jump over a little tiny thing of water. The right one goes around the water. So, did you play it safe or did you go over the jump? I can't remember.
Oh, I played it safe.
Yeah, he played it safe, goes around, gets literally, like, grazes the hole. And it's, like, slowing down. And then it keeps slowing down, slowing down, slowing down, slowing down for about 6 feet. Then falls into the fucking water.
I was so pissed. And then that was the beginning of my demise. From there, it was just like, I psyched myself out and I just couldn't do anything from that point on.
Oh, Ashley, I only wanted one.
Well, now you got two.
What is it?
My fat ass is
getting... two.
Fucking
what is it?
Timmy, you want to make double?
No. Wait, is it beef?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
coffee no more.
It's just ketchup.
Well, you were gonna poop so bad.
I hope I poop.
Coffee.
Shitting is fun.
Coffee just, and McDonald's, and you're just asking for trouble.
Ashley.
What?
Can I have a water? Joe's getting it.
You son of a bitch. But yeah, so the second SML Open.
I haven't had McDonald's in like 10 years, but go on, second SML
Open. The second SML Open was me and Joe. I came over to Joe's house last week sometime, and we just sat and we gamed a bunch. I played some Super Street Fighter 4 because he wanted to see someone beat Seth, and I did it twice.
You won't. And what happened when you were fighting him?
How many times did you say,
this is fucking bullshit. This is so cheap. What the fuck? I fucking hit the button. This is fucking cheap bullshit.
There was plenty of things that were cheap and shitty. However, I did beat Seth.
Now listen, nothing is worse than the one Soul Calibur boss, though, where they arced the perspective.
Oh my god.
Was that 4 or?
I think it was 4.
Did you hear the remake in 2?
Eating McDonald's.
They're doing like an HD
remake in 2?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'd be really, really excited for that. Soul Calibur was one of my favorite fighting games of all time. Now it's Street Fighter. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If it wasn't for Tim, I'd still be on a Soul Calibur kick.
If it weren't for me, he'd be gay.
Gay because of you.
So yeah, he beat that cheap piece of shit, Seth.
Twice, which whatever that character, whoever I was using, man, he is my new favorite fucking character. I think he might
Oni,
only be in,
was it
Poison?
No, she's going to be an Ultra.
No, wasn't it Oni?
Was it Oni? The big
like
evil guy,
the demon.
Yeah,
yeah,
more demony looking than
Akuma.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's Oni.
Yeah, he is
it's like super, super
dude.
Evil
he is
or something like that.
He is awesome. He's my new favorite character. I was met, so fuck Yuri. So.
Oh, dude, I have so much fun with Yuri.
She is a lot of fun to play, but
she's got
dude,
such a great little like juggle, even
dude,
though she's not about that.
He just destroys face like so hard. Like so hard. And I was finally able to pull off that fucking stupid super combo. Cause he has the same one as Akuma. Where you have to do like the light punch, light kick, light forward.
Oh,
kick.
The one yeah, it's really
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I pulled it off, like, a few times, actually, and every time I did it, I'm like, ah! I did it to Seth to kill him, and he was just like, what the fuck? Like,
dude, the new Injustice character is a good one, fucking Zatanna.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, that's a fucking cool. I didn't expect her to show up.
Yeah, me either, actually.
Oh, did you want to finish your SML open?
Yeah, we keep getting sidetracked.
No, you keep getting sidetracked.
SML Open number 2.
Electric Boogaloo. The Revenge.
Yep.
Turbo Arcade Edition.
HD Remix.
Wow. we gotta write that down.
Too late.
YOLO. You were Tiger Woods, right? Because you picked someone else, and for whatever reason, it was just like.
We picked our characters, and then it was like, nope, never mind.
Yeah. It was like, no, you're gonna be this guy, and you're gonna be this guy. All right, whatever.
So I was Tiger. He was Rory McIlroy.
Yep. Rory
McIlroy. Crinklecast.
Crinklecast. But it was weird because, like, I don't know. I'm used to the ones from, like, 08, 09 or something like that, where they didn't have all this more. EA likes to try and take games that were built perfectly and make them more complex. Case in point, every EA game ever. But yeah, they like to make them a lot more complex.
Case in point, Command & Conquer 4. Fuck that game.
Well, because the whole thing is, they go, well, yeah, this works. Maybe we can make it more interesting to the people that have been playing it for so long. No, you got it right. Stop fucking it up. Like, it was the same thing with Skate. However, Skate 3 is the greatest game I've ever played, probably. And, you know, Skate 4 is never going to happen. And I actually just bought Skate 3 again for the fifth time.
Finish your SML open thing? Yeah, you got sidetracked.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is funny, just to see how many times you get sidetracked.
We should count it one week.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
If anyone is listening and you're counting these, send it in and we'll give you a fake non-existent prize.
Wait, no, I have a prize. What'd I find the other day? Half-Life t-shirt. Half-Life 2 t-shirt.
Not a t-shirt. Affleck t-shirt.
Or an Affleck t-shirt. I will get you an Affleck t-shirt.
We'll tape over it and put Half-Life 3.
This one doesn't count, though, because we're actually... Okay, yeah, go back to your story.
But no, I mean, like, I was used to the older types of games that were, you know, they were well done, the control scheme was perfect, and now all of a sudden it was just like, you know...
Are you still talking about the SML Open?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Talking about the new Tiger
game. The new Tiger game.
Okay.
The fucking menu system? Dude, how long did it take for us to even just get into the goddamn game?
Penis.
Yeah, it's the startup on the new one is really slow. I think the fact that I have the Kinect plugged in made it worse.
Because it had to watch you while you're trying to struggle.
Yeah. Watching me change.
I liked the fact that it was just like, you should take a break. And we haven't been using the Kinect at all. It's just the fact that it was plugged in,
yeah.
So, like, a thing came up and they're like, you need to take a break. You've been playing for a while.
Are you tired?
Fuck you. Like, I'm sitting on a couch with a controller.
Are you tired? No, my wrist can keep going.
But yeah, I mean, like, the new one, I get, like, it looks good. I haven't had a chance to really, like, sit and fuck with it because, you know, we only played it for a little while. But, I mean, I don't know. I like the older versions of it so much better. And, obviously, I'm not going to be – it's not like I'm looking for the newest fucking golf roster. I don't follow that. I just want
to
play a golf
game.
No,
he has yet
to
actually talk about the actual game.
I don't even know what's happening. Where's he going with this? I don't know where he's going.
I don't know.
So talk about
the match.
I lost again.
How your putting sucked every dick possible.
Oh my gosh, my fucking putting.
Oh, you don't know the tricks.
No. Hold on.
No, he just sucked.
Every fucking putt. Every single fucking putt.
No, not every.
Pretty much every single one.
I got so many bullshit putts when I play that game.
I was like
7 inches away.
Two,
3 inches
away. Or something like that. And it would just be like, nope.
That's the game of golf, though. Watch a game of golf on TV. They always try to get it really close. When you're putting from 12 feet away, because you can't get it any fucking closer.
Yeah, but I'll get it like 2 to 3 inches away from the goddamn cup. When it gets that close, just like, give it to me.
How about the hole where I hit it in the water and I still tied you with a par?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was on the green in 2, and it was a par 5.
That sounds like Huber.
Yep.
On
the green 2 on a par 5 and I got a par.
So I'm 2-0.
You're 2-0 on the SML Open. So if you want to throw down some Tiger, then I guess all three of us will have to sit down and throw down some Tiger.
Or we could do Worms.
Well, we could do that too. Or what if we did Gaming Olympics? Our own SML Gaming Olympics.
SML Special Olympics.
We could do that.
That'll be episode 24.
We could do that. The lost episode. The gaming Olympics. We just throw down a gauntlet of all these.
No, we could turn that into something and have people vote to see who they want to win.
Here we go.
Place bets.
Here we go. So since we don't have an actual legitimate contest yet, not necessarily a contest, just for email ideas, since I don't think
what
we get
games,
too many emails.
What games
do we have to throw down for the
do
that?
We'll do, oh yeah, that's right, we're recording. We'll pick five games to do.
Yep, five games in which either we can compare, like, high scores, something that's going to be easy for us to sit down and...
Or if you have a challenge, like, speedrun Dark Souls.
Quickest time.
I win!
Quickest time for, I don't know, getting the level 10 on Tetris or something. I don't know.
I'll wreck your dicks on Tetris.
Dude, you know all I play right now is Tetris when I'm shit.
Yeah, you know what? But you cheat. So fuck off.
You play Tetris on your phone, right?
Yeah.
You don't play actual Tetris with a controller playing Tetris.
I still got them block builds down.
You tap a screen.
Yeah. It moves them for you. Fuck you. And you buy power-ups instead of unlocking them like a man.
Actually, I play without power-ups most of the time now. Because I don't have enough money to actually use power-ups.
There was a time Tetris Splash on Xbox Live
Arcade. I loved that game.
Shut the
fuck up. No, Tetris Attack is where it's at.
Well, that's not Tetris.
No, Splash.
That's Puzzle League. But Tetris Splash on Xbox...
Puzzle League. Hold the phone.
League is its own series of games. Panel de Pon in Japan,
mm-hmm.
That's what Tetris Attack was.
And they just changed it to...
Tetris Attack. Yeah.
I'm still going to go with Tetris Attack.
That's not Tetris, though.
It's not Tetris.
But Tetris Splash, there was a point when it first came out, when it was still popular and a lot of people were playing it, I was ranked number 7 in the world.
How about you? What was that Vita game that you were like ranked first or second?
I got the second in Superstar Dust Delta in the world ranking for like the unlimited mode or whatever.
Nice.
That game is fucking.
Oh my god!
Fun.
Harry Knuckles.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, I was so good at that game; it was fucking retarded.
But yeah. So send suggestions for our first ever SML.
We need to pick five games. Chester will pick. From the list.
Speaking of Nick Chester and Rock Band situations.
Really?
Well, no, since we just, last week,
I can't help it, I'm antsy.
Put the damn bottle down.
Last week.
Since with the art contest, we just gave away a whole batch of Rock Band DLC.
Right.
We have another batch of Rock Band DLC to give away.
Oh, he's just giving us shit. That's cool.
And, well, no, this is from Aaron, not Nick. Aaron Kreitz, who runs the Rock Band Twitter. And we have another batch to give away. And I figure to sweeten the pot a little bit, if you don't have Rock Band 3 and you're kind of worried that you would enter a contest and have a bunch of DLC you can't use, I'll give you my disc of Rock Band 3.
Oh,
since,
shit.
Since
you can get his scratched up, greasy disc of Rock Band 3.
No, he...
I take care
he
of my
stuff.
I know.
Not to mention the fact that all the times that him and I have gotten together and we've played Rock Band, he has Rock Band on the actual console now, so
he
doesn't
even
use the disc.
I bought the game on demand version, so I don't even need the disc that's sitting on my shelf.
Man, how great would that be if Microsoft had a system like that where all their games
had
digital versions that you could just buy and then even trade in the digital. Wouldn't that be
awesome?
That
would be
awesome.
Fuck everyone
who didn't like that. You're fucking retards.
But yeah, we got another 20-some pieces of Rock Band DLC to give away.
I'm still mad.
Wait, so what kind of contest are we going
to
do?
I'm thinking what I would like to hear is a toss-up between two ideas. One is tell us a joke.
Yeah, but that's
something
not
funny.
Like,
no.
All
right. No, what it's going to be
Or, since it's my shit at stake, tell us...
Cat,
what are
you
doing?
Cats.
Tell us what you want to see in Rock Band 4. Whether it's a joke, like you want to see them add a xylophone controller.
Dude, that was so sick.
Or whether you give us a list of songs you would like to see in it, or a new feature, or anything like that. If they make a Rock Band 4 on next generation consoles, tell us what you would like to see in a new Rock Band game.
I like that one.
Rock Band 4, if you're listening. I want
you as a person, Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4.
I want,
hey, guy.
I want more electronic
Mr. Band.
Music on there.
Mr.
Electronic
Band.
Music is big. Just roll with me on this.
Yeah, but you know what?
They
have a lot of that available for DLC.
More
I understand.
But no. Here's the problem, though, is you can only have one keyboard.
Okay.
One keyboard at a time. I want to be able to have multiple keyboards at a time for electronic music.
Different who's going to buy those peripherals?
The same people who bought all the other fucking peripherals for the other games.
Okay, so instead of having one of every peripheral, then they're going to have like four of every peripheral.
No, if I have a keyboard and somebody else has a keyboard and we want to get together and play our favorite band, who happens to be an electronic band, we could sit down and do that.
I think the one thing... So what you're really trying to get at... Let me put it to you this way.
I just want the possibility.
What you're trying to get at is how Guitar Hero had the pro... What was it? Pro Challenge or Pro Face-Off? Pro Face-Off. You want a mode where everybody, like, you can have a room full of people playing keyboards.
No, what I want is, because you can have two guitars linked up, one normal, one bass, I want somebody to be able to do one section.
Two different instruments.
Yes, but so are the sounds that are being played.
No. It's the same instrument, it's different sounds. Guitar and bass are two different instruments.
Okay, but some songs will split the guitar part among rhythm and lead.
Well, that was only on Guitar Hero.
It's in Rock Band, too.
Where?
They don't have separate tracks. It's just the guitar track is a mix of rhythm and lead.
But anyway, what...
Well, yes, but it's also... That's...
I think what he's saying is he wants them split.
No, what I'm saying is that I just want the keyboard stuff. I want there to be somebody who's going to be playing the loops and somebody who's going to be playing, like, the beat sections of it. Your phone just did something. I want to make sure we're still going.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. Okay. That's just that the battery's full.
Because when V&V Nation or Covenant play...
I understand they have multiple keyboards. However, what I'm trying to get at is the amount of coding and the amount of charting that they would have to do for one song to have all of that available, because they're pretty much required to have, if it's going to be on
this. Yeah,
but
where's the difference in difficulty for them doing that for any other song? They still have to take the song apart and code it differently for each instrument.
Right, but they also have to put something in. Like, if you open up the files for a Rock Band song, you're going to have drums, you're going to have bass, you're going to have guitar, you're going to have vocals, you're going to have keyboards. Done. You don't have to worry about one version of guitar and then another version of guitar and then the bass and then the drums and then the keyboard and then another keyboard and then a vocal and then another vocal and then another vocal and then another drummer and then... You see what I'm getting at? Like,
they do have harmonies.
Well, yeah, but what I'm getting at is that if you were to take an electronic band and they were to send over their stuff... You're going to get every single synth VST or whatever they're using. Every single thing in the arrangement that it's in, because that's how those songs are built.
I understand what you're getting at, but at the same time, from a game, from
a
design perspective,
work on harmonics,
right? From a design perspective,
you're absolutely wrong.
And from a design perspective, I had songs from my band on Rock Band.
I'm aware of that, but what you're telling me is that, so if you have, it's the same thing as
if they were to take
instrument.
An ethereal song, if they were to take one of our songs and split it up to two guitar parts, and you had two guitar parts on that same track, do you want to know how much they would want to fucking rip their hair out?
Yeah, but see, that's the thing about, you're not understanding that. So when I'm, let's say I'm V&V Nation. And I build a song. I'm Ronan Harris. I'm building a song, right? Yes, I'm going through and building each part and playing each part, recording it. Next one, playing that part, recording next part. And then I'm going to my drummer and being able to record this part for me. And putting that in. All I'm saying is that when you get that keyboard part, because a lot of these songs that I do have the keyboard right now, you get to play one track of what they have for the keyboard. And then they have the rest of it. You hear it in the background. You don't get to play that part. They got to choose which part you play. I'm saying that have extra parts, or maybe even let you choose which part you're actually playing.
But again,
send that over anyway. That is there.
Okay, but then for every part that there is, they would have to make another keyboard chart.
Same thing they have to do if they for every
right,
instrument.
But you're missing the point that I'm trying to get at is, okay, so you have, let's put it back to guitars just for now. Let's say you have a rhythm guitar player and a lead guitar player. Okay. Now, with what you're talking about, okay?
No. I see what you're saying. There's two different instruments. There's two different tracks. You're saying that the keyboard track is one whole.
But they're trying to make it
because it's one instrument,
right? But they're trying to make it where, okay? From a design perspective,
you're also, mind you, you're talking to a game designer now.
I understand this from a design perspective. They're taking the parts of the songs that they know that someone's going to sit down, and when they go to play guitar, they're going to want to play a little bit of this part and a little bit of this part. They don't want to just play the leads because there's going to be some rhythms that they want to do. They're not going to want to just do the rhythms because there's going to be leads some that they want to do. Same thing with the keyboard. If you have keyboard sections where it's like you don't have a main melody going on and you just have the loops going on, they want to play the loops. But if a lead comes up, then they want to play the lead. Switching in between those two charts, the way that you're suggesting, wouldn't be possible.
I'm not saying switch between them. I'm saying that
Well, right, they would be individual parts. You go to sit down and play that song, you have to choose. Do you want to do the loops of the keyboard or do you want to do the leads of the keyboard?
And that's
so there's going
to
be parts
of
the song.
Boring fucking
there's
going
to be a lot of parts where you're going to sit there and you're just going to be waiting for your part to come.
Not if they were to do electronic-specific songs, though.
Even if there is electronic...
Or it would get ungodly repetitive.
Yes.
Well, that's part of the nature of electronic music, but that's the thing is that that's...
But
that's
that,
what
that
I'm
make
into.
A fun
it doesn't
game.
Make it fun. Game.
Oh, no, it would. Because I every time, if you watch me drive, I am doing the key parts to these songs. And I've asked about it from the guys, because I know both these bands. And I've asked them, how do you play this? Because one of them plays for V&V Nation. You know, I'm like, how does this work? How did, you know, what's the other guy doing up there? How does this work? It'd be cool if they fleshed out the keyboard stuff more, is all I'm saying.
I think it would be more realistic if they enabled multiple keyboards to do right hand and left hand. I think that'll be more realistic than splitting every keyboard track into its own performable track.
Yeah, I just think that there's more that could be done there, because I think that they're missing a musical demographic that they could cater to. That, like, me and some of my friends that listen to that shit all the time, we would totally set up exactly what Covenant sets up on stage and play those songs and love
Contact
it.
Contact them. Tell them to put their songs on Rock Band Network.
Yeah, well, if I get the chance here.
That's what you could do. That's when you request people, or even when they were still putting out DLC, when you would request a band, say, hey, we have Rock Band Network. Tell them to get their songs on Rock Band Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're one team. We can't do every band in the world. And now they're not doing any bands in the world.
But they're still...
Get Rock Band Network.
Yeah.
Contact Covenant. Contact VNV. Tell them, hey, contact an authoring group. See if you could get your songs on Rock Band Network. That's how Glenn Case got one of his songs on Rock Band Network.
Mm-hmm.
That's technically how...
I know, but it would be... It just...
Hell, KMFDM had two songs on Rock Band Network.
If one of those songs got on there, though, and it was... Because then it would just be... If it were VNV, it'd be keyboards... drums, vocals. If it were Covenant, it would be a keyboard and vocals instead of it being two keyboards and vocals. So you would
then they would probably put the other key chart
on the guitar.
You wouldn't get the pro key setup, but you would still get the five color for a second.
You lay the guitar down.
See, but then that's where the thing that upsets me come in is, why can't I just connect another keyboard to do that then? Even if it's not the pro keys. Even if it is just five button, I still want to be able to do the keys.
You can.
You cannot connect two keyboards at the same time.
Okay, but you can use your guitar as one.
Yeah, but that's the thing is I don't want that. I want to pretend I'm this band that I love, you know? That's why I don't understand why can I have two...
It's probably a hardware limitation.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm wondering. That's the whole point of this is why, you know, that's what I would like to see, because you can have two guitars. Why can't you have two keyboards? You know, why can't I play the fucking... The keyboard as a guitar, you know? I mean, if I can do the guitar as a keyboard.
If you're just using the one keyboard, you can play it as the guitar. When we would do the morning videos, and when DLC came out, I would do videos with Splink every morning, Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. If there's songs that have a whole bunch of keys in it and then one that doesn't,
mm-hmm.
he would just leave his keyboard plugged in and play bass on his keyboard.
What are you doing, cat?
I mean, I can almost guarantee a lot of that's a hardware limitation, but...
No, well, you know what? Like, saying it's a hardware limitation in the interesting age of tech that we live in is bullshit.
I don't see it as a...
Don't forget, you're talking about a seven-year-old console.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand that, but...
I always thought that it was... I always thought that the keyboard was an afterthought.
It absolutely was an afterthought.
It came at Rock Band 3, not Rock Band 1.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, it was one of those kind of things where...
You have a cat on the table.
Yeah.
It
was absolutely an afterthought, because when you take the design perspective of this is a game for people to pretend that they're in a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Most rock bands don't have keyboard. They have bass,
they
have guitar, they have drums, and they have vocals. So that's where it comes in to where they're like, oh, well, we need drums, bass, guitar, and vocals.
Well, yes, no, I'm aware of all this. The thing about it is that, like, that's not, like, so I play Rock Band, I like Rock Band, you know? I think it's a fantastic game and a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at the music I listen to, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a game where I could do that. you know, with the music that I
even
like.
for the music that I listen to, I have to stretch a bit. There are some songs that I enjoy that they put it out, and there's songs on there that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But
Rock Lobster,
you know, I can tell you right now, if they were to make like a metal rock band, like I know they made that track pack that actually wasn't that bad. At the Gates was on it. I forget what the fuck else was on.
Oh, that was band, on what it. Was that band you like? Nickelback.
Yes.
But they had a like the metal track pack.
If, this is a photograph.
Oh wait. Also, side note. So the song "Photograph" from Nickelback. Essentially,
are we really gonna
hold
talk
on.
About
I'm gonna talk about this for at least 5 seconds. So the song "Photograph" from Nickelback.
Again,
the guy is pretty much talking about him going through photographs of things that have happened at him at parties in the past. What guy do you know goes to parties and takes pictures and then keeps those pictures handy for him to look through at a later date?
And then looks at his photograph.
Your photographer
physical
friend.
Because every time he does it makes him laugh.
But how many...
No, none of them. Well,
no.
Otakon we do. Jake gets them printed and we look through them.
Well, but that's different.
Because it's a picture of a girl dressed up as, you know, some adorable anime character. And then the next picture in line is her grabbing her junk. And then the next picture is of a giant robot, a really elaborate giant robot costume, probably cost $5,000. And then the next picture is that same robot grabbing his junk.
So
repeat for 4,000 photos.
So on other not Nickelback related discussion.
Yeah, if they were to make a metal, like a strictly metal version
of Nickelback
of Rock Band, you're damn right I'd be happy. If they were to make a full blown just electronic version of Rock
when
Band, you would be happy.
When you told me that they almost did the Japanese Rock Band.
The
I was like, holy shit.
Nick was talking
yeah,
about
he was
that,
talk,
yeah.
He was talking about that. That would have been, great. That would have been such an interesting thing.
Well, I mean, I forget. Like, I mean, shit. That was at PAX that I was really finding out about a lot of this stuff. Same thing with, like, you know, the Pearl Jam Rock Band and all this other stuff. I'm not going to delve too much into it because it really was, you know, something that wasn't meant for most of the public to talk about. You know, there were a lot of things that they had lined up that would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes it's not a limitation of them. It's a limitation of, you know, any kind of project like this, you have to rely on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And as soon as one person fucks it up, it fucks up the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
they've always said it's not just the machine that they put an MP3 in and it kicks out.
Yeah. It kicks out a track. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work like that. So, and I understand from having our music on Rock Band and, you know, and going to that thing at PAX and really understanding a lot more how much goes into it, you know, you have to kind of think, logically and what's the best general decision for the game. Yes, it would be cool to have multiple instruments and stuff like that. However, you know, they have to limit their resources in other areas. So
anyway, on a planet side note, Hasa next month.
Talk about changing
Hasa.
The subject.
Well, hold on. Before we move on, so Rock Band, our contest for the Rock Band stuff.
Contest.
Email us at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you want to see in a hypothetical Rock Band 4.
We need to pick 5 games.
We need to pick. Also,
wait,
we need to
Rock Band 4. I'm on a different thing.
Yeah, yes, but also I'm in that same email, send us 5 games that we have
no,
to throw
keep,
down in
keep
the gauntlet.
Them separate. Keep them separate.
No, put them all together.
But
yeah, you can have them in the same email.
Send us your best ideas in episode 30. We'll give away a whole shitload of Rock Band DLC, my copy of Rock Band 3 if you don't have it.
And this empty
and this is on, and this is on 360.
Yes, Xbox 360. All the codes are for Xbox 360.
So if you don't have a 360, you're beat.
Yeah, beat. Do whatever. And maybe we'll see if we can scrounge together some other stuff to toss in as well, like some of the old track packs and other download codes, fun shit like that.
Or maybe I could find, like, if you have a drum kit, I have drum heads that I just took off of my drum kit for the studio because I put brand new ones on, but they're, you know, they were used by me. I could sign some drum heads if you want. I don't know.
You can ship those out on your head.
Yeah, the 5-game thing submission, it games we can play that we can compete in. Now, you can get creative with it, too, and you could be like, you know, whoever gets the most coins in Super Mario in this amount of time, or so on and so forth, you know?
Give us speed runs. Yeah, whatever. Give us ideas that would be good for us to throw down in the gauntlet for a gaming challenge.
And don't make them too long, though, because...
We have lives.
Yeah, we have things to do.
Yeah, the
I mean, I'm gonna be out of commission for quite some time. I don't know how well I'm gonna be able to do some of this stuff because I'm having shoulder surgery on both of my shoulders.
You don't need those anyway.
I am actually holding a controller is gonna be very difficult.
Just don't play and wave your arms.
Use your toes.
Okay, so no Kinect games.
No Kinect games because I'm having surgery done next.
Only Kinect games.
Fuck you.
Man versus Wild.
Dead.
I'll have Jordan play them on my behalf.
Bogue versus Wild. Yeah, we should all pick a proxy.
Yeah.
I'm going to call an A rival for Marvel versus Capcom 3.
No.
Dude, that'd be sick, actually.
that wouldn't be fair.
He's apparently, like, disgusting. Disgusting at that.
Yeah.
He's been tweeting, like, all week long, like, where are my Marvel kids at?
I'll get my buddy Rez for Magical Drop.
I have no friends.
Get my other buddy Dishu for
possibly. I can get a musician friend, but then I'm gonna, you know, they're not gonna be good at games, so I'm just gonna get stomped. So, whatever.
I have a cat attacking my foot now.
Okay, so Planetside, Hossen.
Yeah, Hossen comes out next month.
It's really dark.
It's extremely dark, dude. And the trees, you know how the towers are? There are trees next to the towers that are taller than the towers. So we're going to fucking airdrop snipers into those trees. And they're going to get set up there with night vision scopes and just... It's going to be amazing. They have a fucking dam area.
There's a dam area.
It's a huge, really high dam. And there's a base on the one side of it where like the reservoir would be.
Is it a goddamn?
It's a goddamn. And it's got all these really thin walkways. What it's damming up is acid. If you follow the acid, insta-gibbed. If a vehicle touches it, insta-gibbed. There's all these small walkways where people are going to have to push. I'm just going to be like, grenade, and watch people bail into the fucking lava.
Oh, or acid. On the planet side of things, news for us.
Mm-hmm.
PC and PS4 are not crossplay.
No, that's good news.
That's good news.
No, it's bad news for us because I can't play with you guys.
Yeah.
Your character can copy over.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So if you guys also get on... You know there's garbage right next to you.
I was going
to
cap it. So we can send it out as a prize.
Cap
that. That's cool that you can copy the character, though. Because
then when you finally get a PC, you could just use the same character.
I'll see what you did there.
But if you guys get PS4s,
no.
No.
I'm gonna get a Wii U.
Wii U. What do you want, Ken?
I'm gonna get a Wii U.
Speaking of, I
SML 10 out of 10.
I have to visit my mom because my copy of Pikmin 3 apparently got shipped to her house.
That's funny.
Well, when we moved, I had stuff pre-ordered on Newegg. And it was shipping, like, the week we were moving. So I contacted them, like...
The week we?
Yes. The week that we were moving. So I contacted Newegg. I'm like, hey, this is an emergency. I need to change my shipping address. And they apparently changed the shipping address for absolutely everything I had ordered there.
Except Pikmin.
No, because instead of getting shipped to our Berwick house or down here, I had it shipped to my mom's because we didn't have our address here yet. So, yeah, that and, PS3 version of Dragon's Crown got shipped to my mom's.
Fun.
LOL.
Yeah. Lol. Lols.
Good times.
But, yeah,
thankfully, Mario and Luigi is coming here.
Oh, is that the DS one?
Yeah, that one.
Yep, comes out Sunday.
Oh, fuck. I'm still getting Jordan to try and play through. She never played any of the Paper Marios, so I got her one.
Nice.
She's having a lot of fun with it, but like we're just so into Animal Crossing that she hasn't fucking picked it up. Animal Crossing. Make sure you get your fireworks and your double neck guitar. I don't know how long that lasts.
I don't know how long the guitar lasts. It might only be going to like Sunday or something.
That double neck guitar, sweet.
So yeah, we need to start doing. When I move down here, start doing a Planet Side night a week, kind of like what we used to do.
Yeah.
And I'll sit at home and cry.
You can.
You can.
Oh.
You can do that.
I saw that other black armor they put out, or camo that they put out. It is nice when you see it on somebody.
Yeah.
Because you know how it looked kind of dumb?
It looked really dumb.
I mean, the pixelated stuff is going to look a lot better. But I have to get that pixelated stuff for Hassan because, dude, if you have any sort of dark camo...
You probably, yeah, you just turn off. Yep.
Dude, I saw people with, like, the Lumafiber, like, chassis on their vehicles driving around. I'm like, you're like a fucking flare right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I need stage.
Just to see the spectacle of it.
I need stage.
I'm more excited for Final Fantasy 14.
That does look really fucking
Phase 4 beta good. Starts this weekend.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of 15. 14, I did play the beta.
Yeah, Phase 4 starts this weekend, and your character in the Phase 4 beta carries over to retail.
Hold up. No, wait. Let's talk about fucking EverQuest. Did you see the stuff for this?
EverQuest Next
uses the PlanetSide 2 engine.
What?
And it's, think of Warcraft. It's got a similar art style, but, I mean, that engine, which is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
You've seen how beautiful PlanetSide is.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything on the new EverQuest.
Watch the videos for it. Here's what they're doing, right? A lot of the continents are going to have player generated stuff, like even world generation. There's going to be another game that you can do to actually generate areas and submit them. They get added. So each server will have, the continents will grow differently.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
There's Assassin's Creed style parkour. And once again, this is like World of Warcraft from what they've been showing too. It's got a fighting system like WildStar has. Which is, it gets worse. It's an active combat system. So instead of you, like, I target you, and then I can cast at you, and no matter where you move, my attack will always hit you. You can get out of the way. My attacks are telegraphed.
It's more like Rift?
I don't know.
Terra. Sorry, Terra.
Yeah, it's kind of like Terra. But Terra was a little bit broader than that.
Well, I mean, Terra isn't like you're actually the one controlling
it. Right, but Terra was still technically targeted, wasn't it?
It had a targeting thing, yeah. But this is, like, you can actually see the attacks. Kind of like League of Legends, where you can see where you're shooting your attack. And it'll have, like, a tooltip of, like, this is a wall. Destructible environments.
No! No! Stop
so
it!
If I'm a mage, I can raise a wall. And they have to beat through, the monsters have to beat through the wall and chip down through it. Because it's actually voxel-based, which is little cubes.
Oh my god.
They will tag things as player destructible or monster destructible. So they're going to have huge events, which EverQuest, the old one, was notorious for having, like,
huge events.
Huge crazy events where, like, towns would get fucking wiped out of people. But the towns would be still there. They'd have to actually patch out the town or, like, have a destroyed version of it. In this one, depending on player response, will depend on how much shit actually gets destroyed if, like, a wave of dragons attack a main town. You'll have to defend it or it will get fucking leveled.
Oh my god.
They were showing a fight with a thing that could, like, do these, like, circles of energy on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, it casted one and it erupted and cut the hole out from under the player. And they, like, fell through the terrain into, like, a cave where there's, like, a giant lich boss or something. Like, and there's going to be secret shit like that everywhere.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the closest I've seen to anything like the town destruction is Guild Wars 2, where there's, like, smaller towns where a horde of goblins or whatever could attack the town and kill everyone in the town. And then the orcs are controlling the town.
Yeah.
But they don't actually destroy the town.
See, in this one, they can destroy it.
That's pretty neat.
And each, like, let's say orcs, for example, if they put in a bunch of orcs into the game, they actually tag the orcs with what they like. So if it's, like, they like humans and they put them in here, they will go and set up camp near a town. And then they'll start attacking the town periodically. But that way, if the world is procedurally generated by this player input and whatnot, they can keep spawning in monsters and things like that. And the monsters will come into the world and go out and search and find what they want to do.
Huh.
Because they actually have, like, a personality to them.
They have an AI that they don't have to program. It just kind of does it itself. Holy fuck, man. Like,
yeah, dude, this game sounds un-fucking-leavable.
And
it's supposed to come out, I think it's going to be starting up end of this year.
Wow.
Fuck off,
At least the world builder is going to show up early.
Oh my God.
Is it PC only, or are they talking PS4 as well?
Considering it's SOE and it's using the ForgeLite engine, I would imagine it's going to be on both. which is cool because it looks like it would be playable with a controller. So why the fuck not? But
I'd love to see Guild Wars come to consoles because I loved Guild Wars 2. I'd love to play it more, but it's just that point where I hit max level and it's kind of like a wall.
Well, yeah, I didn't like Guild Wars that much. I tried it. I'm like, this is okay, but it just felt
not one,
like,
two Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, Guild Wars.
The second one, looked a lot more interesting to me. I played the first one before, and
I loved playing it, and I loved exploring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just. It's the same problem I have with a lot of games where when you get to the higher levels,
there's nothing
like there. You need to be with other people mm-hmm. because the way that they restrict your levels is the monsters will still wreck you if you're on your own.
Yeah, see, my biggest pet peeve about MMOs these days is they hold your hand too much, and then everything is like you can mod it so that you can basically like you never have to even put effort into it. If you want to go out and have an adventure. You get a quest, you know exactly where you're going, yeah. You know exactly what you're fighting. Like, it's all really, like, everybody knows. There's no mystery anymore.
Yeah.
This game, the way it's designed is that you cannot necessarily go and just look up something. There's going to be secrets and shit everywhere. You're going to be able to really have an adventure with... You'll be able to get a group of people together and be like, I want to know what's on that mountain. You know, like that just showed up last week. Like, yeah. Let's go adventure there. And you might find some crazy shit, you know? I mean, we could be fighting and like, I could cast a spell and blow a hole open in a wall on that mountain and be like, what the fuck? Like, what's in there? And then we'll go explore the fucking mountain. Like,
let's be like, oh, tomorrow at this, we could, yeah. instead of trying to set up like how WoW has like, oh, let's set up when we're going to raid. We're like, we could basically do the same thing, but it'd be like, all right, this is our day for adventuring. This is our day for quests. This is our day for, you know, our resource development. That, like,
yeah. And look up some stories of the crazy raids people used to do, because there were bosses that, like, nobody ever beat, or people would get together and spend, like, you know, 10 hours trying to kill the boss, and they would finally kill it, and they weren't supposed to, so they have to, like, fix the server. really crazy stuff people used to do in EverQuest.
See, I'd love to see more games that encouraged just exploring things.
Yeah, this is what this
like,
is.
That's what EverQuest is
like
all
in Guild
about,
Wars
dude.
2, where they had like the Vista points and the points of interest, and just even in cities, they encourage you to just explore. And they had platforming in it, which really on a keyboard I thought was shitty trying to control it. Even using a 360 controller trying to platform up some of those areas was god awful. But I loved. Like, when you found that one vista point, and you've been trying for 20 minutes to find out how the fuck do you get up there. There's this ledge goes back to here. It goes down here. It looks like I might be able to jump up that area there. And then over here, there's some ledges here. You got to flat. When you finally figure it out and get that vista point, it's so fucking cool. And I wish more games just had shit like that.
See, I'd like something like that, too. I will say this, too. This should be coming up. Hex.
Oh god!
Don't we get the alpha
this month?
This month
we get the alpha.
My life as I know it.
Oh god!
My life as I know it. You're gonna see me for podcasts, and that's it, and never again.
We'll be playing while we're doing podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably.
I attack the darkness.
SML be
if
so
there's
much
any
lonely.
Girls there, I wanna do that.
I'll be doing a show myself. It'll just be the So Much Loneliness podcast.
Oh, it'll be like old school Diablo when you get a bunch of people in the same room. All you'll hear is just click 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 click.
Hi, this is Joe, and it's the SML podcast.
Click 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 click. Click. We'll learn how to play the game while using clicks in Morse code to tell you what we're talking about.
let's wrap this up. You got music for this weekend, buddy?
Any emails?
Oh yeah, read it.
I don't know. Let me check. I doubt it.
Yeah, we didn't bribe anyone.
We didn't bribe anybody to send us anything. So,
got an email from this.
Okay.
Let's see. And no.
No emails. Son of a bitch. World of Tanks.
Yeah, I got a beta code.
For World of Tanks.
Yeah, for 360.
Cool. That's pretty awesome.
Jazzy.
Sweet. Oh, don't show me it now. Oh, no.
Pause it.
Oh, no. Dear God. I'm not even.
So no reader mail. No one likes us.
Fuck.
No, no one loves us.
I'm not surprised. Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you, listeners.
Fuck you. But make sure to send us an email. For next week.
Fuck you. But make sure you keep listening.
Send us your ideas for Rock Band 4 for your chance to win
hypothetical Rock Band 4 for a Rock Band 3
DLC.
Rock Band 3 pack. Also, make sure in that same email, send us any kind of suggestions for a 5-game gauntlet. That we're gonna run,
or just email us and tell us that you listen.
Yeah,
just tell us you love us because we need affirmation.
We need reassurances that people care.
So what songs we got?
So lonely.
What songs we got?
Chuggo.
So very vicious.
Can we have Chuggo?
Come on, fucking.
Can we have Chuggo?
This week I'm going to do some music by Beat Drop, aka Dane Olsen. I met him shitload long time ago.
At colorme.com?
No, we were actually on a KMFDM mailing list.
Same thing.
Okay.
We met on an AOL chat room.
Well, no, we were on a KMFDM mailing list, email list, and he ended up submitting some songs to Overclocked Remix. And we just stayed in touch, and we've been friends ever since, and I've never sucked his dick, nor has he sucked mine.
Yet.
But see, since he had to come out and say that on the podcast, you know they suck dicks.
He's just trying to legitimize it. That's all.
It's big.
If you haven't done it yet, you have to now then.
It's fun.
That's what he's trying to tell you.
Anyway.
But yeah, Dane Olsen, Beat Drop, awesome music.
Anything else?
Fleshlights.
Fleshlights?
Fleshlights.
Wait, Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, gotta get your Dark Souls. No, we got your Dark Souls.
Oh, wait, no, you already mentioned it.
We need Dark Souls.
B-drop.
B-drop. bitch.
So